All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's that time of the week, folks, my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And after there was so much excitement in the opening weekend last week, there's only really one key game for me this weekend, and it's going to take place in a battle of the Quaker State. You have the 1-0 Penn State Nittany Lions coming out of the Big Ten Conference, taking on the Pitt Panthers out of the Atlantic Coast Conference. And just like Penn State, Pitt is 1-0, and this is a rivalry renewed. I mean, many years ago, it was very common to see Penn State and Pitt get it on a gridiron in this battle of Western PA. And you have two teams, for my money, that the way that they're going under their respective coaches, you look at James Franklin at Penn State and Pat Narduzzi at Pitt, these teams are maybe a few years away from really becoming national title contenders. This is what they're getting back to at both respective programs. And on top of that, the winner of this game will have the inside track when it comes to recruiting in Western PA, which is a fertile recruiting ground for football. Now, I look at Penn State and some of their keys. You look at the play of quarterback Trace McSorley and, more importantly, running back Saquon Barkley. And I think the running ability of Barkley is going to be important because it's going to open things up for McSorley as far as getting things going in the passing game. So I look for Penn State to really go out there this Saturday at Heinz Field, and they really want to go out there and establish their running game. Now, Pittsburgh wants to do the same thing with James Conner to open things up for quarterback Nathan Peterman. But Peterman, for my money, is a little bit more experienced than McSorley is, and I think that could be a factor that does potentially help Pitt win this game at home. You also look at the defensive play for Penn State with the likes of defensive lineman Sharif Miller, and he's going to need to have an impact as Penn State will look to stop that power running game of Pitt on first and second down and put them in third and long situations to put more of the burden on Peterman's shoulders. But I think this is going to be a back and forth, nip and tuck affair where field position, penalties, and turnovers are going to have a big time impact on this game. I think it's going to be an electric atmosphere at Heinz Field this Saturday in Pittsburgh. You're going to have a lot of Pitt pride out there, and you're going to have a lot of folks from Happy Valley who are making the trip to Pittsburgh as well. But I'm going to take Pitt and a very close one in this one by the score of 23-17. So that's my key game for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And hopefully you got to get down there this summer and enjoy all of the fun and excitement. And the Cyclones will be right back in action next June. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping all of Sunday's action from week number one in the National Football League season. So once again, folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.